I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In light of Sanctity of Life Sunday and the 40th anniversary of Roe v. Wade, how should Christians respond?
I think in this case, Jesus really wants us to bring spiritual salvation to people. He also wants us to bring physical salvation to people when they are physically enslaved.
That's according to Food for the Hungry's Dave Evans, who says the sanctity of human life applies to more than just the unborn.
Every human life should be valued and is holy in God's eyes. The tragedy of trafficking, the tragedy of kids, mostly girls, being sold into slavery is something that absolutely must be confronted when we think about the sanctity of life.
You can come alongside FH to end modern-day slavery by praying, giving, or going. We have a free 12-week prayer guide to get you started. Just go to missionnetworknews.org and click the banner. And today is also World Leprosy Day. Leprosy survivors become social pariahs, says Audio Scripture Ministries' J.P. Sundara Rajan. They partner with a ministry in India that sent digital audio Bibles into a leper colony called Shantigramam, which means village of peace. It used to be anything but.
The kind of hope that it's injected into this community is quite unreal. And I can say all I want, but I'm just scratching the surface. I really wish I could communicate better what God's word in these communities is able to do.
The gospel is transformational. And now,
other colonies are kind of getting wind of what has happened. And so we're getting all these requests for audio Bibles to come in. So, you know, an average listener could help provide a Bible for $35.
Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN has a presence on Facebook. Just search for Mission Network News. And when you join us, you'll get regular behind-the-scenes messages, special reports, and you'll be the first to hear about special offers. Links to Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter can be found at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.